time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the Cape Ann Savings Bank. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
North Shore Sports Desk, what's going on, everybody? Dom Nicastro here on MSONewsSports.com. Another show, another week. So we have the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. That's the star of the show. That's the guest we have on every week. And we got another great one, of course, from Gloucester, 100-win wrestler plus state-level competitor and Gloucester fisherman, man. They made some noise at the D3 North regionals, and they're moving on to the D3 states, where all the regions come together this Friday and Saturday. So good luck to the fishermen. And we got Zachary on. You'll hear all about him in a moment after the break. But Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week, baby. Another winner in the books. I think we're going to probably go with three more for the winter season. It'll be all wrapped up by early March. And then we'll take a break. We'll take a pretty good break because, you know, spring sports don't start getting hot and heavy until, like, you know, the first, second week of April. So take a little pause. But we got the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week coming up after the break. And then after that, just catching up on all things North Shore sports, what's going on tournament-wise, where we stand with rankings, and what else is happening on the region. Be right back.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hey everybody, North Shore Sports Desk, back at it with our latest Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week, the program that goes around Cape Ann to the three high schools, and this week we're rotating to Gloucester, and we got Zachary Hashley on the line, a wrestler. What's going on, Zachary?
Nothing much. How are you?
Good. Nothing much is an understatement. There's a lot going on with wrestling in Gloucester, and for you, too, and your team. Just coming off the D3 North regionals this past weekend, Gloucester made a statement, second overall as a team out of 14 teams. That's incredible. And Zach, yourself, you finished second in your weight class and moved on now to next weekend's states. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, let's just take me to your individual run at Division III North. Tell me about the journey and getting into the finals. How was that matchup?
I mean, it was a great day. We started off 3-0. I got the 3 seed for the tournament. So I won 2 matches off the start. 2 kids I wrestled before. They were pretty, it's good matches, but pretty easy, kind of. Still a good competition. And then in the semifinals, I go against the 2 seed. So it was a big match for me. He was ranked higher, so I knew I needed to come all out to win the match. So it was pretty big.
You beat the 2 seed. That's so you kind of flipped over. You were 3. You beat the 2. That gets you into the finals. Where was the 2 seed from? What school?
Tewksbury.
Tewksbury. Okay. Great wrestling school.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So that's a huge win. Did you face him before at all ever?
I versed him last year and I actually beat him. But this year, some kid that I lost to, he beat. So he got the higher seed.
Okay, gotcha. You beat him in the same regionals, the D3 North last year?
No, we had a dual meet against him.
A dual meet, okay. Yeah. All right. So, man, you're like his worst nemesis. So you beat him again, and yeah, that earned you a spot in the finals. Now take us there. Who are you facing? How did it go?
I'm facing a wrestler from Excel Academy. His name's Rami. I versed him 3 times already in the year.
Wow.
So, yeah, the first tournament, and then I think in 2 dual meets, we versed.
Okay. Yeah.
So I was 0-3 against him. The last time I wrestled him, I lost in like the last minute. I was up a point.
Wow.
So it was a pretty big match. But I wasn't like as aggressive. So my plan was going to be more aggressive in the finals match. But I just couldn't get a takedown. So
yeah, it really
messed me up.
Yeah, he sounds really good. What weight class is that, Zach?
190.
190. So, you know, this is a kid you faced how many times before? Two or three heading into this past weekend?
3 before I wrestled him this weekend.
So 4 overall this season? Yeah. Wow. That is getting up close and personal with somebody. How would you compare this D3 North battle versus like the prior 3? Was this something, you know, was it a similar sort of outcome from the prior 3, or like, man, this was a little different, I feel better?
I think I felt better that day. Like, just starting off the day, I felt like I was getting good takedowns and I really had a good shot that day. So
yeah,
I thought I could really go apply some pressure towards them.
Yeah, awesome. And I want to go backwards a little bit in the season. How did the Northeastern Conference sort of dual meet season go? Where did the Fishermen end up finishing as a team?
I believe we finished 2nd as a team.
Yeah.
So we ended up beating Beverly for the first time ever.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. So that was a big accomplishment for us. Yeah. And we also wrestled Saugus Phoebe. That's the team we lost to. They won the conference.
Right. Right. Yeah. Was that the one dual meet loss for you guys in the conference?
Yeah.
Wow. Was. So you two went head to head. And I know Saugus Peabody is, you know, has done some great things. They've been really good the past couple of years. They won D2 North, correct?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They did.
So look at the NEC kind of stepping up and, you know, one wins the D2 North. You got Gloucester finished 2nd in D3 North. Who was the first team in D3 North that you guys were behind? Who won it?
Tingsboro Drake it.
Okay. Another good wrestling area up there, that Merrimack Valley, you know? So you guys are going face to face with all these great wrestling programs. You know, tell me about your personal journey. You know, this is your senior year, correct?
Yeah.
100 wins in the dual meet. That's amazing. Capping off a heck of a 4-year run with the Fishermen. You know, when you came in this season, was there something like, you know what? This is my last year. I'm chasing a couple of specific goals. Was there something like that on the horizon for you that you really wanted to, you know, accomplish this winter?
Yeah, I had some goals to accomplish. One of them was obviously getting the 100 wins. That was huge. That's what I've been focusing on. And also just placing at sectionals pretty high and qualifying for states.
Yeah.
And this weekend's pretty big because last year at states, I went 1-2. I won 1 match and lost 2.
Yeah. Yeah. So getting better.
Hopefully we can step that up and place.
Yeah. Yeah. So getting better on a level of not only just the dual meet states, but not only dual meet, but also the states, and just kind of getting one up, you know, on yourself from past seasons, you know? Yeah. So now that brings us to, you know, we're still going, right? Now you move on to D3 states, which is like the north, south, west, whatever kind of, however they break it up. Any thoughts on, you know, who you might end up drawing, how you kind of feel about that going into next weekend?
I'm not really sure who I'm going to go against. I think I'll get like the 7th seed. That's my guess right now. So there's like a seed right around me. So I think it'll be good matches all day. I mean, we're hosting at home, so I think that will help me out.
Yeah,
with the home crowd being there.
Yeah. Is that a two-day event or just one?
It's a two-day event, Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. Okay, so Friday and Saturday be the 20th and 21st at Gloucester. That's pretty cool. First time since you've been wrestling that Gloucester's hosted something like this?
We hosted Cal and EC's last year.
Okay.
The conference tournament. Yeah, so this is like the biggest thing we've ever hosted.
Yeah, that is a lot of people descending on Gloucester.
Yeah.
To watch. That's a lot of teams, a lot of wrestlers from all across the state. That's like Western Mass, right? Everything.
Yeah.
How do you prepare? I mean, do you kind of look at, I don't know, YouTube videos or however you guys do it, like Huddle, Twitter, whatever, Instagram. Do you kind of just do some homework, or are you kind of guy that's like, I don't care. I'm just preparing myself.
Most of the time I do my homework, you know, I'll look at their record on Flow Arena. I'll see who they've lost and won against. And then if I could watch their videos online, then I will watch some videos, see what they really do.
Yeah. So you just look for them anywhere, whether it's YouTube, anything.
Yeah, anything I can really find. I'll try to learn something about the opponent.
Lots of homework, yeah. So, all right, well, that's cool. And the team itself, man, I mean, just a great run at D3 North. You had three champions, and now both of those guys are two-time champions now. Aiden DeCoste, Joe Allen, Max Thomas. So those three win it again. You and Joe Amaro take second. Jaden Chadwick, Anthony Morawski, third. Drew Rotolosi, fifth. And Chase, fourth. And Chase Ramos, fifth. So all of those names I mentioned, they all move on to the next round.
Yeah, it was really impressive. Especially Aiden DeCoste, he got the 4 seed. So he beat the 1 seed in semifinals, and then he beat another kid seated above him, which is really good.
That's huge.
And my partners in practice, Max and Joe, they really killed everyone in their bracket. I mean, Joe had a good finals match, but Max, he just ran through the whole thing.
Yeah. And all three of those, are they football teammates for you?
Joe and Max are. Aiden doesn't play football.
Aiden, okay, yeah, right. Joe and Max, that's right. And football coming off a great season. You know, I feel like Gloucester, let's see, since you've been a sophomore, I think you guys have been in playoffs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you had sophomore playoffs, losing the first round, junior, get there, losing the first round. But senior year, you guys win a tournament game, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you see that pattern of, like, growth. You know, you're getting little steps of progress. Do you feel like the program is in good hands, like, for next year to even take that next level, hopefully?
Yeah, I think the we have good coaches all around. Like, there's coaches coming from that used to play football at the high school that used to coach when they were, like, really good. So it's really good we could have some, like, I don't know, just like a taste of how they used to do it, like the conditioning.
Yeah.
And just a playbook and stuff like that.
Yeah, Gloucester football being back was so cool to see these past 3 years, you know, and it feels like the Northeastern Conference is kind of right again with Gloucester in the mix, you know, doing its thing. And I know you guys went head-to-head. The Swamp Scout was the big conference game this past fall, right?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, yeah. And if you won that, you would have won the conference possibly, right? Like get over that little hump.
We lost to them and Winthrop.
And Winthrop, that's right. Yeah, Winthrop had a good – that's another good team, you know. I mean, I think almost every team except Saugus, I think, was a playoff team, yeah. I think, you know. Can't get better than that in the conference. So what position did you play for football, Zach?
I played left tackle and defensive end.
Okay, nice. And would you say you're specializing in – one versus the other? Like, are you stronger in one versus the other, or you kind of feel like I bring it in both?
I think my junior year I was more like offensively, but I think senior year I kind of evened it out. It was pretty.
Yeah. And you said left tackle, right?
Yeah.
What can we do about Will Campbell, man? That's your
really
position.
The Patriots too much, but the Will Campbell, I know he's struggling.
You don't watch the Patriots too much, you said? You're not...
Yeah, not too much. I'm not that much into it.
Okay.
I'll watch a game here and there.
Do you have a team you more root for than the Patriots, or are you just not a football kind of watcher in that sense?
I'm not a football watcher that much.
A little too busy with the wrestling.
Yeah, for right now.
Well, to bring you up to speed, Will Campbell stunk in the Super Bowl. So yeah. You'll probably check that out.
I saw his stats, yeah.
Big position. I didn't know like the intricacies of offensive line. That left tackle is a big like pass protection spot. I didn't know that was more so than another or it's kind of like one of your most important line positions, really. I mean, and they're talking about moving them like away from there because less responsibility. I don't know. I thought they were all important, but that's just me. So we got football, fall, wrestling, winter. Do you do a spring sport?
No, I don't. I just weightlift.
Yeah. So what's the spring going to, I mean, wrestling's not done yet by a long shot for you, but what's the spring going to look like for you? Is that just like trying to finish your senior year strong and that's about it?
Yeah, just trying to get all my schoolwork in and just get in the weight room and just start lifting.
Yeah. Is there a plan post-high school yet for you?
Yeah, I'm going to go to college for physical therapy.
Okay. Do you know what college yet?
I'm not really sure. I like University of New England. That's like a top pick for me right now.
Yeah. Is that up in Maine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Biddeford, is it?
Yeah.
Maine? Yeah. Okay. Oh, that'd be cool. Is there an opportunity for sports there for wrestling or?
There's no wrestling program there.
Okay. Football?
There is, but I don't think I'm going to go for football.
Okay. So just kind of do the college thing, focus on academics, meet some friends, have some fun kind of thing.
Yeah.
What's the summer look like for you? Do you work?
Yeah, I do commercial striper fishing. And then I also worked at the Vista.
Okay. What does a commercial striper fisherman business look like? What does that entail?
Just late nights on the boat. We'll like go near shore and just sit out all night. It's from like 6 to like 12 p.m. to like 1 a.m. most nights.
It's like so like people pay you to get on the boat and fish with you guys kind of thing.
Yeah.
Private sort of engagement. And you just help people with supplying them with what they need, that kind of thing. You cut bait.
Well, actually, no, I don't really do that. I'll like go out on my sister's boyfriend's boat and he'll take me out and then I'll get paid for how much fish we catch.
Oh, okay. So you're actually just trying to catch the fish. You're not like bringing on guests or anything like that. Like, or are you?
Sometimes like another person will come, like his friend or something.
Yeah.
But most of the time it's just me and him.
Where's the best stripers, or if you don't want to give away secrets?
I don't know. They're just all over. I like Long Beach some nights.
Yeah. Do you eat stripers?
No, I don't even like seafood.
Yeah, I'm with you. Well, for a long time, I was with you there. Like, I still don't like the fishy. I'll never eat like a blue fish or something. It's just so fishy and like a mackerel. Nope. I will eat like shrimp and haddock. It's like basic stuff, you know. Maybe you will someday. You never know.
Maybe.
All right. And then how about your family? You know, grew up in Gloucester or kind of moved in later?
Yeah, I grew up in Gloucester. My dad's house is right up from the high school, just like a 1 minute walk. So it was pretty nice.
Yeah. No bus for you all your years. Just walk down to school. I was pretty close to high school too. Then family wise, you know, did you have fellow athletes in the family, like cousins, uncles, aunts, parents?
So my dad wasn't really an athlete. He didn't play sports. My mom, she was a little bit of an athlete. I know she played softball and she did like cheerleading. She coached the cheerleading team for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not really sure too much about other people.
All right, cool. Well, Zachary Hashley, Gloucester Wrestling 100 win club. Geez, I wonder how big that club is these days. I know probably the Toppin boys are both in there, correct?
Yeah, the Toppins are in it. Liam Donahue's in it and Daniel Beaton's in it. And then also the kids on my team right now.
Yeah, so like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Kids. Who's the other one on the team right now that's in it?
Joseph Allen's on it, and then Aiden DeCoste and Max Thomas.
Wow, lots of great. This is a great team you're on right now. Sky's the limit. And the Fishermen, I mean, second place in D3 North. Why not go for first place in the States, right? It can be done. Zachary Hashley, Gloucester Wrestling. Yeah, appreciate you coming on the show, and congrats on winning the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. Big time stuff. Congrats, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, have a good one. We'll see you soon.
You too.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester by the Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
All right, that was the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week interview. I'm telling you, Gloucester Wrestling, to be in the position it is right now, what a journey. You know, they've seen such growth. And for an infant stage, you know, program, and I still count them in their kind of infancy when you look at the big picture. I mean, what? It's like 10 years or so, I think. I don't think I'm way off with that number. It's been a small sample size in terms of, you know, the more established wrestling programs and how long they've been in existence for decades and upon decades, you know, especially that Merrimack Valley area. And they're getting wins over that Merrimack Valley area, and they're sending kids to college. And it's just a real good program, a good factory down there. And, you know, to have Zachary on and be doing his thing and just really crushing it for the Fishermen is so good to see. So good to see. And the Cape Ann Savings Bank program keeps chugging along. You know, we are moving forward. Great partners, great sponsors, great friends over there at the Cape Ann Savings Bank. And again, we're looking at maybe three more, I'd say, for the winter season, just to make it an even 12. We like to go 12, 12, 12. And the cycle will start again. Rockport will give us one more next week, then on to Manchester Essex, then Gloucester to close. So we'll have a few more. You know, we'll go the 26th and then the next 2 weeks after to kind of bridge between the, you know, winter and spring seasons. Take a little break, regroup, get back to it. 12 more. So we might do a little less in the spring than we usually do because we got to get those names into the bank and, you know, they get with the schools and they put their heads together and pick the very six best athletes for the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. So lots of fun. Zachary Hashley, great interview. Appreciate him coming on the show. Well, he had to because he won that award. He's doing great. You know, his teammates are doing great. Gloucester is making some serious noise over there in the Cape Ann Savings Bank, I mean, in the wrestling circles. But Cape Ann Savings Bank is the one that's allowing us to bring these young, great wrestlers into the program and into the show and go from there. So let's take a break. And we're going to go with two more segments, just a little what's going on at Sports World USA. And then look at the some of the latest rankings in MIAA and where some North Shore teams stand. So stay with us.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
All right, back at it for our second to last segment, or the penultimate one, as they say. We're just going to talk a little bit about our friends over at Sports World USA on Route 1. South, otherwise known as 184 Broadway in Saugus, Sports World USA, sportsworld-usa.com. You can reach them at 781-233-7222. Info at sportsworldauction.com. What's happening? The latest. President's Day just went by. Sports World was showcasing some vintage magazines. Great for any collector. This one I'm looking at now is Life Magazine, The Truman Memoirs, Basis for Controversial China Policy, Florida's 56 Tops Them All. Little 56 politics, 1956. How cool is that? So you can check that out. 40th anniversary celebration is 1 week from the 15th. So on the 22nd, it looks like they'll be having on Sunday. You got RSVP if you're joining them. Check them out on Facebook to find out more. But limited availability on mystery boxes, a guaranteed $40 gift card each inside each box, plus other items included. So check that out. That's going to be good. The thing is happening at Kowloon from 6 to 9 p.m. on February 22nd. $40 gift card included, like we said, and there's additional items. Let's see, Sports World, Tom Brady signed picture. They got that. They got, lately they've been talking about a classic piece of Boston basketball history, the 1994-95 Celtics, you know, from 86 to 08. There was no championships for the Celtics. But in the middle there, the 90s, wasn't Boston sports' best era, but they do have a 95 Boston Celtics team signed basketball classics on there, including Xavier McDaniel, 14 other team members. Comes with a certificate of authenticity issued by Sports World, New England's largest sports memorabilia store, guaranteeing the signatures are 100% authentic. Fantastic collectible from a memorable era of Celtics basketball. This signed team ball is perfect for Celtics fans, NBA collectors, and sports memorabilia enthusiasts looking to add a unique multi-signature piece to their collection. So check out Sports World USA. All right, so let's take a break. One more segment. We're just going to go to some rankings. This is the week where things kind of get settled, straightened out. and a few more games to go. I'm not sure when the cutoff is, but nonetheless, these are the latest rankings for the MIAA after the break.
This is Peter Nikolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Drink and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. All right, Don McCastro back at it for one more segment, Power Rankings. What do we got? We'll just take a look at a few as we stand. St. Mary's boys basketball on top of Division II at 18-3, and Masco at 3 right behind them, 16-3. Newburyport 17-1. And your 10 seed. That's a heck of a three teams right there in Division III boys basketball. Excuse me, Division II. Division III boys basketball. Salem is 17-2 with a great season under Tommy Doyle. They're number two. Swampscott's 15-4, right behind at 4. Classical in the mix at 16-3. Would we love to see Classical versus Salem in a quarterfinal? Yeah, we would. And that's how it would shape up right now. If, you know, the seedings were done now and they both won all their games, they would face each other in the quarters. How cool would that have been? Long way to go before that, though. Division four, Georgetown, your defending state champs, 15-4, number three seed. Lynn Tech, 5 seed, 12-6. Manchester Essex, Ipswich, 10-11, 11-9, and 12-7, respectively. For five, Kipp Academy is at 3, holding strong. They've been in top five pretty much all year. They're 11-7. How about girls basketball? We'll start with D2. St. Mary's 19-3. You're number three seed. And that's it. They're the ones that are really the high uppers in that division. Danvers is 18-1, but they're 21 seed. So maybe the NEC girls schedule wasn't that great. Newburyport is ahead of them at 18. At 14-4, but what a season, man. What a season for Danvers Falcons, 18-1. That's got to be their best in a long, long time. D3, your Fenwick Crusaders ladies are on top at 14-5. Pawtucket 16-4 at 7. North Reading 8, 17-2. And Linfield's 12-7 at the 16th seed at the moment. In 4, you got your Manchester Essex Hornets at 12-8, the 6th seed. Hamilton Wynnum, 11-9, Mark Cole's gang. And who else? We got Amesbury, 13-7. Exciting stuff here. I can't wait to see how this kind of shakes out. Five, you're going to go with really no one. It's not worth watching on five if you're a North Shore fan. Boys hockey, where's St. John's Prep? They're number two seed, right behind CM. They're rivals. Prep is 14-3-2. St. Mary's is 9-8-2, and they are the 11th seed at the moment. Division two for hockey, you'd have to go down to 16 with Gloucester, the Northeastern Conference champions for the first time in a bit. They're right ahead of Newburyport, 16-17. Gloucester and Newburyport are respectively. Beverly is 19, and Amesbury 22. Boys hockey division three, Essex of the North Shore is your top team there from the North Shore, 12-6-2, the 8th seed. Linfield's 8-8-3, number 16. Division four, defending state champ Winthrop, 11-6-2 at the 5 seed. North Reading, 10 seed, 11-6-1. Let's go over to the ladies, to call it a show. St. Mary's ladies, the number 2 seed in the division. They know what it takes to get to the state title. They've won recently. 16-2-2, number two seed. And Beverly checks in at 15-5. At 19, Winthrop's in there at 25. Fenwick 28. And then we'll finish up with Division II for girls hockey. Gloucester is your North Shore team to watch. They're at 8-11, the number 20 seed. And Marblehead at 30. And they're 5-12-1. There's only 34 teams in that Division II bracket, and 32 make it. So if it started today, only Stoneham and Nantucket would not make the dance. And Stoneham's 1-19, and Nantucket's 0-9. So that does it for the week. We're back next week, February 26th, to close out the month of February. Short month. But we will return for the North Shore Sports Desk, msonewsports.com. Thank you, Rick Moore. Thank you, Danny Martin. Paul Kelly, Kelly Media. Talk soon next week, folks.